right. So I want to take up the area of Kiddush Levana, okay? And as you'll see, what I like about this is that I think we could squeeze this into a two-day sugya. And today we're going to focus more on the Gemara aspect. And then tomorrow you'll start seeing some of the machlokusim and how we paskin. So yes, in this situation, that's going to change after this year, after tomorrow's year. All right, so the Gemara is Sanhedrin Mem Aleph Amud Beis, okay? So just to get our facts clear, so we all know that the first of the month, right, meaning the second day of Rosh Chodesh, but the first of the month, the moon is, right, what would you see if you looked up in the sky? You'd see something. You'd see a sliver, a small crescent, okay? And we know by the midpoint of the month, what starts happening to the moon? No, the midpoint of the month. It starts getting smaller. Meaning, when we say smaller, obviously we don't mean the actual moon itself, we mean the lights. So we're always talking about the lights. Vam Rav Acha. Yeah, go. Okay. Rashi. Mivarfin. Yeah. Second to last line. Right, meaning if you didn't say today,
you do the next one.
Right, okay. Al Chodesh, which is?
The month.
No, Al Ha, Rashi.
Chodesh. Oh. Al Havana,
the His Chad Shah. So the moon in its.
The new moon.
Okay, the new, exactly, and its newness. It's newity.
It's renewal.
Okay, fine. New, but I don't like the word re in this case. Just keep it as new.
New.
Okay. So until when do you have, until when can you make the bracha? Now, obviously, the implication is, what's the earliest you can make the bracha, theoretically? Rosh Chodesh. The earliest possible time you can say it is when you first see that sliver, that crescent, right? What do you want? Oh, hold on, we'll get to that. All right. Keep going, Ralph. So what does the Gemara say?
So until it's filled, it's lacking.
Right, it's void. So that's, again, that's the context of, imagine you're looking at this circle in the sky, right?
Maybe.
So, no, you're looking at a circle in the sky. No, okay. I'm saying, which part, there's two things that the moon gives off, so to speak. Well, I shouldn't even say that. Right. When I see the moon, I'm seeing the white part, it gives off light. So there's the white part. Tismala Pikimasa, whatever that means, is going to have to refer to the dark part. So when that part, the dark part, gets filled in, the Pigima, the void, when that gets filled in. Tismala Pikimasa, what does Rashi say? What's Tismala Pikimasa?
Well, then you ask. Aval, Batar.
Hafi.
Hafi.
So after whatever that point is, whatever the point is where the void's filled in, after that point.
Lo Shayef.
The Meymar.
Mechadesh.
So you can't say anymore. It's not appropriate to say. It's not applicable to say, right, you get to say Mechadesh Chadashim, that's the new moon, that he's renewing the moon. Okay? It would be inappropriate to say. Why? Sherei Kvarno Shenesi. Because from that point on, what's happening? Exactly. Right? So there's this man. There's a certain period. You only have until a certain period of time to say that this moon is new. After that period of time, whatever that is, or after Tismala Pigimasa, you can't say Mechadesh Chadashim anymore. You can't say that. Okay? What kind of bracha is Kiddush Levana?
Sheva Chodah.
Give me other examples of Sheva Chodah brachas.
Oh, gracious.
Okay, well, give me instances. You say it, though.
Thunder,
lightning, mountains, what do you call it, et cetera, et cetera. What, ocean. Okay, good. Okay. The Bracha Zachama. Right, so the point is, what kind of bracha is this? This is a bracha of praise / gratitude. Okay, that's the category of this bracha. Okay, that's the category of this bracha. You would have thought. When do I? I only have one opportunity to make the bracha. When? The first day.
But the next line shows us that that's not true.
I understand, but it's a reasonable assumption to say when should I make the bracha.
That's
your cue. No, it's. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. So Gemara says v'kama, new v'kama.
V'kama.
Amar Rabbi Yaakov.
So, in what is this?
Yeah.
Amar
Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yehuda, Ad Shiva. Nahar Dai. Oh, sorry, Ad Shiva.
So, until 7 days in.
Okay, Nahar Dai Amre. Okay, so the question is, until when can I make the bracha? Until when can I make the bracha Mechadesh Chadashim? Is it until 7 or until 16? What's the basis for the machlokes? Utravayu. Okay. No, utravayu krav Yochanan svir lehu. Okay, meaning that they're trying to figure out what does Rav Yochanan mean to say filling in the void. What does that mean to fill in the void? So one side says halamahave.
Halamahave ki tara.
Ki yasra.
Ki yasra until it's full.
No.
It's greater.
Until it's greater.
Of what? Greater than the keshes, right? Which means what? Okay, but bow. It is similar to rainbow. Well, one second, you're right. It's similar to rainbow in what sense? You're kind of right about that. Right. In other words, a rainbow, if you took the rainbow and made it horizontal. Rashi is going to tell us, the machlokas is it when it stops looking like, in other words, is it when it gets past the bow stage, right? Or when it's like a sieve, because a sieve looks like a circle. Right. Is it past the sieve? Okay.
Sieve.
The starting point is, what makes more sense? Does it make more sense to say 7 or 15? And I would argue that it's hard to understand why you'd say 7. 15 makes a lot more sense. Because tismala pikimasa means you filled in the void. That's filling in the void. You're pure white now. All white in the circle. Right? I think, in other words, there is something, there's something, Ellie, say what you want to say again? The way, without using the word gavra. Okay, you say it. I don't want to hear the word gavra. So let me just take that. I want to just get rid of that side. So the side that's going to hold 16 is easy, right? When is it tismal epigimasa? When can you say definitively there's no longer a new moon anymore, right? When the void is filled in completely. Once that void's filled, once it's physically filled in by the light, from that point on, you can't say this is a new moon anymore. That's easy. Whereas if you say it's an idea physically that this circle is filled in with white, right? So from that point on, you can't tell me anymore that whatever happens from that point on is no longer new. The moon is new until the point where it maximizes its whiteness.
That's
the void is filled.
By that, then once it's already more than halfway.
In other words, there's something about the... You're saying that... You guys want to say, well, since it's past the rove of the void, so almost like Rubo Kikuo, right? The question is, the framework of the question is that when is this moon no longer defined as new? Okay? So there's two possibilities. Either going to tell me, the simple one's going to say, it's no longer new when this disc, so to speak, from their perspective, is filled in with white. It's a physical idea. When it's completely filled in, now, at any point, from that point on, what are you going to say? Well, as it gets smaller, you can't tell me anymore. There's a new moon. It's changing. It's moving backwards, so to speak. Or do you say no? Do you say when is no longer a new moon? When its shape changes. Okay. And at what point does that take place? But a seventh day. Now you're right. It happens to be the seventh day. What happens? You would argue that it's like a rove idea, or it's pushing in from that void, etc. But the fact is, you need a marker. You need some point to say that this is no longer. So if you say it's more of a conceptual idea, meaning. Right, exactly. Then you could say, that's not a new moon. It's changed. You know what I'm saying? There's a change there from shape A to something else. So there's two ways you could look at it not being new. Is it simply that you've completely filled in the void, or the moon has changed its shape? The shinui is what produces, is what tells you it's no longer new. Now the Gemara says this. What does the Gemara now say? The Gemara says, it's a very funny question. I mean, I laughed when I read this question. The Gemara says, Amar le Rav Acha, at least I set this up. Amar le Rav Acha medifti le Ravina, right? Raf, go. That's the... You make the bracha, Tov Meitiv. Now, what's the sample case? The normal situation, make a Tov Meitiv, the most famous one? But when? Okay, that's one. But normally speaking, wine. So I'm drinking grape juice, and I bring a bottle of wine to the table. You make a tova meitiv, right? Why? Because it's better. Now look at Rashi. Why would you say a tova meitiv? So Rashi says, "Ad Rav Yehuda parach." Now it's a good question. Why this is only on Rav Yehuda? Okay, meaning you got to understand. Meaning you have until 7 days to make mechadesh chadashim. Once you make the bracha mechadesh chadashim, then what should you make? A tova meitiv, right? So Rashi says. Adarav Yehuda parach nehi nami demeshiva ve'elach leka lemimer mechadesh chadashim, right? Levarach miyat hatova meitiv. Why? Shekol shah hu meitiv lanu b'miliyusa tamid shemosefis l'ari l'olam. Very interesting idea. So what happens from this point on, as more of the void gets filled in, or light is coming out, right? There's a hana there. It's good. See, again, I know we don't relate to it as much, but I forgot what I was telling before. When I go to Wisconsin over the summers, So there, I stay in these rural areas where there's no light pollution, right? So seriously, and at the halfway point of the month, by the way, I can literally read a book by the light of the moon. That's how light, it's really bright. So there's a hana here. You're gaining benefit. There's a benefit. What? Because it's, you give me Shabbat to Kaddish Baruch Hu. Oh, so, oh, you mean it's not Nanin? Oh, that's funny. That's true. You're right.
Wait, no one said
it's a nod to the world. Right, that's good. It's right, cute. Right. That's a good question. No. That's actually a good question. If you're going to tell me make a tova meitiv, Amarlei. No, Amarlei.
Amarlei.
Atu.
Atu ki
chaser. Mi rachin, dynamis. Right? So Rashi says, Atu ki chaser, mi chashvinan.
When it starts going down, you should say right.
Exactly. In other words, if that's true, then from this point on, what should you do? Make dynamis.
Or from halfway on.
No.
That doesn't work.
No, halfway on is tov meitiv. But when it filled,
after
yeah,
after
fine, that. Yeah. Okay, so you make a dynamis. Now the Gemara says, okay, I recorded that question. It's a good question. Why it's only on Rabbi Huda's position? Let's put that to the side for now. But one second. But the Gemara is being sarcastic. It's saying you want to tell me to make a tova meitiv when there's more light. Okay, so you should make dynamis when it gets darker. So the Gemara says you're right. So what is it? Keep going. Right. Right, so Rachina lo travayu. So you're right. So Rashi says, make a dynamis when it gets smaller. No, the Gemara is saying, fine. You're right. Checkmate. We will make both brachas now. What? No, they're being serious. The Gemara is saying, you're right. Based on your logic, you should make a tov meitiv dynamis. You should. Except for one problem. The Gemara says, the reason why I don't, came in the hainu orche, loma rachina. And Rashi says, the hainu orche, b'chol chodesh b'rias olam kimin hagohi. Right? Every month, that's why it's not a really a din and nan that like I'm getting personal hana. It means that every month what happens, it's part of Brias Olam that the moon renews. Therefore, you don't say it's bad when there's less light, and you don't say it's good when there's more light.
Then you can't say
exactly, and guess what? Ron says, he says, don't say the chol dahecha de marachina tov meitiv. So let's say you're eating at my house, right? And let's say I had this incredible 2010 Tishri Merlot that we're drinking, and Kappa comes in and brings in a bottle of Manischewitz. You don't say dynamis for that, right? Meaning dynamis isn't the, it's not the polar, of course, but it's not that dynamis is the polar opposite of Tova Meitiv, right? He says, Sharei al Shino Yayim Mevarchan Tova Meitiv, al Ribuya, al Miuto, e Mevarchan dynamis. Elo kavanas akushya shim tosefes halavana nech shav tova leolam ad shem evarchem bo tova meitiv. If you're going to tell me that the increasing in light is good for the world, and it's so important that's happening to the point where I make a tova meitiv, so the Ron says imkain she kishemis chaseres nech shav the raw unevarch ba dayan emes. So he's not saying halachically that the opposite of hatova meitiv is dayan emes. And then you would say if you brought a bottle of manischewitz to my table. Right? I make a dynamis. No. It's saying that if you're going to tell me that the importance, the good of the light that the moon brings to the world is so important that I should make a tova meitiv, right? Then what should you say? You should also be so overwrought by the tragedy of the light going away from the moon and make a dynamis. All right? What kind of thing is this? Can you try and answer this?
Oh,
you have a svara? I thought you wanted to think about this. It's weird. The Gemara says, "V'amar avacha bar chanina, amar avasi, amar Yochanan." Little agadita now, little philosophy. Go.
Chol mavarach ala chodesh bizmano.
Ki'ilu
mekabel pnei shechina.
All right. So anyone who makes the bracha on the moon at its proper time, it's as if he's doing what?
Welcoming the Shechina.
Welcoming the face of the Shechina. Okay. What does that mean? I don't know. Keep going. I don't know. Keep going. Achodesh Hazet, this month, meaning first of the month, meaning the new moon, and Zeh, V'chusiv Hasam,
Zeh
Anveo, Zeh Kel Anveo, that Zeh, meaning God, this thing, and that refers to God, glory. So the connection is that what do? By the new moon, you have to say this, there's some sort of idea that you're glorifying God, so to speak, by making this bracha on the new moon. Okay? That's statement one. Then the Gemara says, even something more troubling. The Gemara says,
Il Male, is it like,
if it's full? No. If it weren't for this, meaning if it weren't for Kiddush Levana, Lozach Yisrael Lahakma Pariyabim Shabashimayim, Kol Chodesh V'Chodesh, if we only had one mitzvah or one thing to do, forget the 613, one thing to do, which is Kiddush Levana, Dayam, that'd be sufficient. Like we say in Haggadah, Dayenu. Yes, if you got rid of all the mitzvahs in the Torah, you're left with one thing, which is this, right? Dayam would be sufficient. Look at Rashi. Dayan. Ilu lo zachu le mitzvah acheres, ela lezu, shemekamim p'nei shechina pamachas b'chodesh, kidam rinam b'gzer shava. You understand what Rashi's doing. Rashi's drawing a thread between, you'll see this, the third statement, between these three statements. The first statement says, what's important to do? Why do you say Kiddush Levana? Because you're mekabel p'nei shechina. Then the Gemara says, right, if you only had this one thing, it'd be enough. Meaning, if all we did was mekabel p'nei shechina one time a month, that's sufficient. And then the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Hilkach.
Amar Abaye Hilkach, Nimrein who?
Me'umad. Rashi says, Amar Abaye Hoel, therefore, umekabel p'nei shechina who, when you're coming to welcome in this p'nei shechina, whatever that means, right? Me'umad. Baye Livruche, b'nei kabel shechina, shetahem mekabel. So it's interesting. So you're chayev to stand up when you make the bracha Kiddush Levana because of this idea. It's an expression of kabel. Okay. So what question would you ask on this? The most basic question. Go on. The Gemara says,
Meremar,
Zutra,
Mekatsve,
Umevarche. What does Mekatsve and Mevarche mean? Anyone know?
You stand on someone's shoulder.
Okay, so the Torah wants to say, right, the Torah says, the Torah says that, he says like this. He says, Hilkach Mevarchim Me'umad. Merimah Ravashi Mekasve Lahu Mevarche. Perish Derech Hashivus. Lahakbo Pnei Shechina Derech Kabod. So there's some sort of idea of standing on his shoulders or next to his shoulder, whatever, next to each other.
On another person's shoulders?
Sort of. But the idea is that doing this is a further expression of Kabod. But listen to what the Me'iri says. No. But how would they be expression of Kabod? How's that expression of kabod?
No, they want to understand, but they couldn't.
Okay, right. So they value, right, okay. But listen to this. The Me'iri says no. The Me'iri says, Amar Me'iri, he's, I'll just respond here 1 second. How did this happen? The Me'iri says like this, hold on. He says, listen to this. If anyone's ever done Kiddush Levana before, which I know you have, he says, Kol Mavarach HaLachodesh Mizmano, he says, Umitokach Sarach Shivarach Me'umad. Mean these two guys. What does kofetz mean?
Jump.
Okay, so what they would do is they would kind of
hop on the shoulder.
No, they would dance. Oh. They jump up and down. Doesn't anyone know that halacha?
No.
Yeah.
The Marava.
Okay, so in Marava, what do they say? They just say Baruch Mechadesh Chadashim. And then the Gemara says, West. Okay? Yeah. Exactly. It means in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, really? So Amarle, he said back to him, Hi, Nishe, Didan Nami, Bevarche. If that's true, then women should also make the Bracha. Okay, now it's very